Blog Talk Radio. Hello, world. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy news from coast to coast. Happy Talk Radio is a family-friendly show conduit to help elevate your mind, body, soul in the totality of happiness. We have a special show dedicated today to honor and celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his legacy. But first, let's look at his history. Quote unquote. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia. King was both a Baptist minister and civil rights activist. He had an enduring impact on race relations in the United States, beginning in the mid-1950s. Among many efforts, King headed the SCLC. Through his activism, he played a pivotal role in ending the legal segregation of African-American citizens in the South and other areas of the nation, as well as the creation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. King received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, among several other honors. Because of his passion for injustice, King was assassinated in April 1968 and continues to be remembered as one of the most acclaimed African-American leaders in history, known for his delivery and the March on Washington and his famous speech of 1963, "I Have a Dream." You know, there are so many things that we can recite about Dr. Martin Luther King this morning, but I have a very special show for you. I have the entire speech I would like for you to listen to, but first let's look at some of his quotes. He says that darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that, and that hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Are you feeling the love to erase the inequality of injustice? If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Dr. King said that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. He also stated that the time is always right to do what is right. Are you doing what is right today? Has he died in vain? Does his legacy live in you? I look to a day when people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Also, he stated, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Today, we have a lot of special programs going on right here in Macon-Bibb County, And I would like to highlight that this is a day on, not a day off. So let's get connected. Let's get involved. At 11 o'clock a.m., there will be a memorial walk march for MLK Day. They are located in several areas. North side, it will start at Booker T. Washington Community Center. East side will begin at Rosa Jackson Center. West side, Frank Johnson Recreation Center. South side, Memorial Gym. And everything will converge at the end at 12 o'clock at the Government Center. Then at 12:30, there's the drum circle at the Tubman Museum at 310 Cherry Street. At 2 o'clock p.m., there's the African American Poetry Experience, which is also at the Tubman Museum at 310 Cherry Street. And at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight, the jazz performance Grand Opera House presents Mercer University Jazz Ensemble, directed by Dr. Monty Cole, a Hayiya Dance Theater, and the music composed by Christopher Smith Mercer. All these wonderful things are going on today. But in the meanwhile, let's get down to really the business of having the dream. I have a dream. Here's his speech.
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro has still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negroes' legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hoped that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content, we'll have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must fail to conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is inextricably bound to our freedom. we cannot walk alone. As we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our body is heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels or the highways and the hotels of the city. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, we are not satisfied and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I'm not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution. Yes. And staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. Yes. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. Yes. I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. Yeah. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee."
Yes.
Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
Oh, yes.
Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride.
Yes.
From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring.
Yes.
From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Welcome back to Happy Talk Radio. I have a dream. Free at last, free at last. He said, let it ring from the top of Stone Mountain to Tennessee, to Mississippi, to every village and city. Let's speed up that day. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most profound news from coast to coast. Today is a very special day. It is MLK Day, and Happy Talk Radio is celebrating MLK Day. And just as for a quick recap in terms of some of the activities that are happening right here in Bibb County, at 11 o'clock a.m. there will be an MLK Jr. Memorial March starting at Northside at Booker T. Washington Community Center. These are various locations in the city. East Side, Rosa Jackson Center. West Side, Frank Johnson Recreation Center. South Side, Memorial Gym. And everything will converge back at the Government Center on Poplar Street. Also, the Drum Circle at Tubman Museum, and that's at 12:30 at 310 Cherry Street. And at 2 o'clock, also at the Tubman, the African-American Poetry Experience. And at 7 o'clock tonight, the jazz performance at the Grand Opera House. Please get out. It is a day on, not a day off. And for additional information, visit MakingBibTV.com and get the lineup of everything that's happening today. Before I leave, I would like to give you a few more quotes of Dr. Martin Luther King. Feel it in your heart, because we still have similar issues today that still needs to be addressed. He states here, "We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope." Another quote, "Nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity." Don't fall into that category. He also inspired us by stating, "We may have all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now." Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Do you see yourself in a servant role, reaching out, touching the lives of so many other people? It's significant. Because in this day and age, as technology expands and communication becomes more expansive, we need leaders to keep the mass focused, like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who will make certain that everyone has fair justice. You agree? Absolutely. He said that we are free if we live and walk in righteousness. He said that we can be free if we rid our hearts of hatred and find the compassion and love for others. These are all true statements. Do you have that in your heart? I would like to leave you with two more quotes for today. It states that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. This is the day. This is the day to collaborate, a day on, not a day off. Dr. Martin Luther King said, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last." And until next time, I send you, my audience, I send you, Happy Talk Radio sends you grace, hope, peace, and love. Happy Talk Radio, bringing it on, bringing it home. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy news from coast to coast.